This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Dishy Mix. I'm your host, Susan Bratton. And on today's show, you're going to get to meet John Doyle. Actually, John H. Doyle II. He's the managing director and founder of a company called Peachtree Media Advisors out of New York. And I happened to find John because he sent me the most amazing and interesting thing. He sent me the 2008 Year in Digital Media Mergers and Acquisitions Roundup. This report is amazing, and you can have a copy for free, and we'll make sure you know where to get it. But I wanted to bring John on the show because the report was so interesting to learn all about how the digital media space has been with respect to M&A and capital raising in 2008, which social media companies went out of business last year. That was really interesting to me. What were some of the remarkable deals? We're going to talk about that. John's going to give us the good, the bad, the ugly about the deals that went down last year, because we can certainly learn from history. We're going to talk about the highest level of activity, which sectors have that, what areas might be hot for acquisition, when we can see the market turn, and how you might set yourself up to be acquired or to set up a strategic partnership, or what kind of acquisitions might make sense to you for your business in 2009. So without any further ado, let's get John on the phone. Good morning, John.
Hello, Susan. How are you? And thank you for having me on.
It's my pleasure, John. So you are an investment banker who has done a lot of deals. You've been working in this field for 12 years, more than 12 years. You've done like 22, 23 deals.
Yes.
And you're really focused on, you're an investment bank serving out of home and the interactive marketing sector of media. That's kind of your thing, right?
Right. So I focus on two sectors, which I think is are the fastest growing. Obviously, digital media, interactive marketing services, ad-supported content sites. And then the other sector, which probably isn't your audience isn't as interested in, is out-of-home, which is considered billboards, digital signage, advertising on buses, bus shelters. But those two sectors are, in the last few years, where the advertising dollars were going away from traditional media and into more of these kind of interactive, digital, mobile, and alternative sectors.
You're right that the out-of-home isn't as interesting, but digital signage is very interesting to the Dishy Mix listeners, which is great. But we're really going to focus on the digital media space. And my first question for you is kind of give us a quarter-over-quarter snapshot of last year with respect to M&A and capital raising. What did you see were the trends and how much money was raised?
Quarter-over-quarter, with each quarter, in terms of M&A, the numbers of acquisition, that involves the change of control. They dropped significantly in the fourth quarter. The first quarter there were, I did a report on this that I think you told your listeners about, but the first quarter there were 92 acquisitions, 110 in the second quarter, 104 in the third, and then only 53 in the fourth quarter of 2008. As far as capital raises go, the number dropped steadily as well throughout the year. There were probably 99 capital raises, around 99 capital raises in the first quarter, 89 in the second, 87 in the third, but then 73 capital raises in the fourth quarter.
So acquisitions were cut in half between Q2 and Q3 going to Q4, and capital raises went down about 20%, but didn't get as hard hit as acquisitions. Acquisitions almost dried up.
Basically, M&A activity involving the change of control pretty much dried up.
But 50% of the number for capital raises, it was what? What was the Q1 number for amount of dollars raised in capital versus Q4?
Well, right. There was $1.1 billion raised in the first quarter of 2008. And then by the fourth quarter of 2008, a lot of the money had dried up and there was only $535 billion raised. And again, this amount is in reported raised money, reported deal value.
So this isn't the bridge funding that the existing funded startups are getting from their existing partners, or is that kind of bridge money in there too?
No, it's all the money that is reported, meaning that if someone raises $10 million and they put it out in a press release that they raised $10 million, then that'll get counted. But sometimes companies raise money from angel investors or other companies that they don't want to tell the amount that they've raised. So this is just the amount that was made public.
So, John, in 2008, when did you really see the shit hit the fan for the interactive space?
Well, it's kind of hard to say exactly when, but clearly the economic slowdown affected most other sectors in the economy before interactive media. And the reason I say most other sectors is because interactive media and interactive advertising didn't really become adversely affected until the diversified media companies, which are heavily weighted in newspapers, began missing earnings and lowering their expectations. But even then, most people, companies were still investing in social media, still investing in interactive marketing companies. And social media investments was at an all-time high in the first quarter of 2008. And the story about newspapers, it's kind of an age-old story. People had already heard it, and they shrugged it off. But I think that if you want to pinpoint a time when interactive advertising, digital media companies mentally felt it, it was when Google missed their earnings, and I think it was in the summer around July. Social media was a real darling in fourth quarter 07, first quarter 08, and I think that first quarter 08 was just a lot of deals that were in place. You know, they were about to close. But then, you know, towards the end of the year, these small companies were forced to close their doors because there probably wasn't going to be access to capital. Even at the corporate level, where you had Yahoo closed down, Yahoo 360, there was a small micro blogging site called Pounce that closed down. I think recently Fox Interactive Media closed down Spring Widgets. Amazon closed down Alexa. There was, I think your listeners might know of a company called Judy's Book, which was a local review site that closed down. MatchMine, a company that raised $10 million a year ago, they shut down operations. And another company, I think, Sneaker Play, which was kind of a young social media site for sneakers, people who are sneaker enthusiasts, that closed down. So I don't know if that's all the businesses that closed down, but those are the ones that I can recall right now.
Now, that's a big list. I was surprised about some of them, like Spring Widgets and Alexa and even Yahoo 360. I would have assumed it was just absorbed into Yahoo, not really closed down. So that's interesting to track that. I want to talk about some of the remarkable deals of 2008. I'd like to get your opinion about kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Your take on the deals that went down. So let's start with the good. We'll be kind. Start with the good. What do you think was one of the most interesting, best deals that happened in 2008?
Okay, I would say Hellman and Friedman acquiring Getty Images. They acquired that in June for $2.1 billion.
Ooh, that's Hellman a chunk of change, John.
Yeah, small chunk of change. Well, it goes to the theme of I'm a big proponent of the social media space. And Hellman and Friedman, a private equity firm, purchased Getty Images. And Getty Images is one of the largest, if not the largest, rights managed image company. So they also sell royalty free images. And I think this is a good acquisition because as blogging increases and at some point the serious portion of what we call the long tail of the internet, I believe, these kind of pro bloggers or hobby bloggers that are, you know, tending to their blogs once a week at least, they're going to eventually subscribe to Getty for their images. In addition, I think that it was a smart move because traditional publishers like magazines or newspapers are going to close down a lot of the print portion of their publications and move online. And this is already happening in some cases. And as media publishers themselves, look to save money, they're not going to send reporters to do fashion shoots or go to sporting events and all of the costs associated with that when they could just subscribe to Getty Images and wrap content around an image and license it online. Other acquisitions, CBS acquiring CNET. I thought that was a good one.
That was a long time coming. I would have bought CNET myself 10 years ago. I always thought it was a fantastic set of properties.
Yeah, it's a good acquisition, I believe, for CBS because
definitely.
It just has a large video footprint, attractive audience, and great demographics for them. Another one I liked is Pure Networks. It's a home office networking company, and Cisco bought them, and I think that I didn't know they bought it. It's a home office networking company, and I just think it's a good acquisition for them because I've read in a few articles that a lot of companies now, to save on real estate costs, are allowing their employees to work from home, and just to save on real estate costs. And then also, in this economic recession, I'm sure that there will be a lot of small businesses, home offices starting up. And then, well, as I am a big proponent of social media, a lot of these smaller companies, people are starting them out of their home offices.
Yeah, all three really great brands, CNET, Getty, Pure. What about the bad? This is always the most interesting. So what was and the ugly comes next. So tell us about the bad. What deals would you not have done?
I will just call it the bad. I don't want to get in trouble with anyone that I would say that not necessarily bad but questionable.
Okay.
Would be Comcast.
Maybe like school's still out.
School's still out.
Yeah.
The committee's still out. Comcast buying Daily Candy. They paid $125 million for it, I believe. And Daily Candy is to me, and it's maybe I'm not the target audience, but it just seems like it's glorified email messaging. I don't know, you know, the scope and the reach. I understand why they bought it because they have some cable brands, I believe, that are fashion oriented, like fashion TV, and they wanted to allow them to have some online presence, but I think that they wanted to have some online inventory for the to sell, as well as the cable inventory. But I think that they could have bought a list management company because I think it's just a big email list.
Right, $125 million for an email database when you could buy list management. You're right; would have been a smarter deal potentially.
Yeah. But that's just me. Maybe, you know, if they buy another company that they bolt onto it to make it scalable, who knows? Maybe they will.
And you thought maybe Glam. They might buy Glam.
Yeah, we discussed that before, and I don't think that they'll buy Glam. I'm saying that
like a Glam.
Be one that makes this Daily Candy acquisition a better choice for them.
And who else was potentially committee still out?
I'd probably say Waterfront Media, Revolution Health Group, which was a merger. And I'm not a fan of mergers of equals for the sake of cutting costs and market share. The reason is people trust the opinions of their friends or perceived friends versus that of a critic or a random comment. And I think this merger ignores the trend toward user-generated blogging and the social media aspect of medical information. You know how when you call a customer service person and you want to get someone on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how I feel it'll be with medical decisions and medical information. People are going to want to communicate or read about someone that has also gone through this experience.
Yeah, that makes sense. At Waterfront is kind of a push company. They're pushing out diet programs and things. It's not a highly interactive or social experience. But, you know, it could be a platform they bought and they could evolve. I want to go to a break. And when we come back, I want to hear if you have an ugly. I think you do. I want to talk about Twitter and the money they've been raising. I want to talk about what you think is going to be hot for 2009 and how we can get acquired or acquire the right thing. So will you stay with me and we'll be right back?
Yes, I will.
Excellent. All right. We're going to thank my Dishy Mix sponsors. And I did want to let you know, just before we go to a break, that John has kindly offered to Dishy Mix listeners to have a free consultation with him. So if you want to pre-schedule a time when you want to talk about potentially being acquired and what it would be like or what kind of companies might be available for you to acquire in some way in this coming year, he's a real resource. You should definitely get this 44-page white paper on all the M&A deals, this roundup thing. You get that at PeachtreeMediaAdvisors.com. But if you want to get some time with John, you can just go to the Dishy Mix Fan Club, DishyMixFan.com, and write me a note and say, hey, I'd like to be one of the people that gets a meeting with John, and we will get that set up. You know, I love freebies, and John was nice enough to let me give away a little bit of his time. So we'll do that. We'll go to break. Thank my sponsors. Thank you, sponsors. And we'll be right back for more.
This is Kerry Garrison with Camera Dojo. If you'd like to make the most out of your photography, come check us out at the Camera Dojo podcast at personallifemedia.com.
We're back. I'm your host, Susan Bratton, and we're talking to John Doyle from Peachtree Media Advisors. He's an investment banker that focuses on mergers and acquisitions and capital raises in our industry, in the digital media and marketing industry. And so, John, just before we left, we were talking about the good, bad, and ugly. Tell me a deal that you thought was just a bonehead deal from your perspective last year.
Well, I probably clarify it as the ugly, and
I won't put those words in your mouth.
AOL's acquisition of Bebo for $850 million. I think they just overpaid and scared the market, and some people are out there saying that they don't want to pull a Bebo.
Oh yeah, and, that's bad.
Yeah, and they're pulling away from large scale social media acquisition.
And what do you think about Twitter? You know, Jeff Bezos just put in $15 million of his own money. They just passed on a deal to take $500 million in stock offered from Facebook.
Right.
What do you think about Twitter? What is that to you?
Well, yeah, and they just raised another $35 million a few weeks ago.
There you go.
I'm a huge fan of social media, and for some reason I'm not a huge fan of Twitter. I think that they should have taken the $500 million in stock offered by Facebook. To me, Twitter is glorified text messaging. People think that because it has a search engine function, it will eventually compete with Google. I doubt that. Mm-hmm. If Google buys Twitter, it's only going to show that Google is human. Twitter, to me, I guess I would say it's like rollerblades 8 years ago. It's kind of a fad. Everybody was doing it. And by the way, I'm one of the people who didn't rollerblade in the 90s. But I don't think the company has a business model, or at least one that I've seen. And it's going to be a fad, like breakdancing parachute pants.
Well, MC Hammer is a big Twitterer, and he loves parachute pants. So you could be right. So what? Just a real quick question for you, because I want to get into kind of the hot acquisitions for this coming year. But what sectors had the highest level of activity last year?
I'd say the consumer sector. That's comprised of social networking, blogging, publishers, video, online games. Online games had the most M&A activity in 2008. In the report, I show it as $6.2 billion in reported deal value. That was about 36% of the transaction value for that year. In terms of capital raise, social media was the darling in the first half of the year, but then throughout the year, web applications, content delivery networks, ad serving, and analytics companies saw the most capital. Those are companies that help advertisers optimize their ad spend, or publishers serve ads or content more efficiently. Those companies found it easier to raise capital last year.
That makes total sense. More of the machinery. What areas are hot for acquisition in 2009?
I don't think there are any. It's a matter of seeing a few signs of the growth in the economy and then purchasing profitable, growing companies that are highly complementary.
And what do you mean by complementary?
Well, in terms of online media, it would be adding a demographic group or audience to an existing demographic group. Increasing the number of monthly unique visitors where there's no overlap with users.
So accretive users.
Accretive users,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Combining video game players and baseball fans might give a media company a larger footprint with men between the ages of 18 to 35. Other acquisitions are probably going to be tools and applications that better serve an existing constituent or demographic group.
Mm-hmm.
If it were a sports site, they'd buy a fantasy football application or buying a social network site for video game players for a large video, an online video game news publishing site. They'd buy a social networking application.
So what you're saying is smaller acquisitions are what you expect for 2009, things that they can kind of roll up, carve, like claw right into the nest of the things that they offer.
Yes, 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 definitely. Most buyers are going to need or want to prove the ROI for these acquisitions, and they're going to be hesitant to make big, splashy acquisitions right out of the gate. They don't want to pull a Bebo. At least that's what I think.
Conservative acquisitions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When do you think we're going to start seeing this? Are there indicators for a turnaround that will start to loosen things up? What do you track, trends that you watch to show when there might be some more positive movement in the market?
When valuation is right and the seller accepts a buyer's offer is when things will turn around. In M&A, currently there's a valuation gap, meaning that sellers want well above what buyers are willing to pay for their companies. In this environment, venture capital is drying up and sellers are being forced to get profitable or go out of business. Those companies that are attractive targets and near profitability are going to be inclined to sell to a strategic buyer at that price. I don't think this will happen until there are signs of a turnaround, though.
And tell us what your indicators are for a turnaround.
Well, everyone has a different answer, and I believe that it's going to happen toward the end of this year, maybe even this summer. I'm clearly an optimist, but most pessimists expect it to happen in 2010.
Any particular things you look at? Just top-of-the-line kinds of things that you watch?
Well, I would say the way I see a turnaround happening is credit flowing, looking at new debt issues. Once companies are issuing debt, that means that people are believe their free cash flows in the future. I'll look at commodities prices. A decrease in gold might mean that people are looking for better returns in the market. An increase in oil means that companies are shipping more and there's more commerce. Interest rates, when those increase, that means there's a competitive environment for investment capital. And jobs, that's pretty much the number one indicator of the economy making a turn. Jobs are, unemployment is a lagging indicator that the economy is growing. And once the unemployment rate decreases, I believe that the public market is going to begin investing significantly at this point. And once that happens, advertising will increase.
Pick up, yeah.
And increased M&A activity.
More M&A, more advertising. As soon as you start seeing that stuff happening, you know that there's a turnaround. Okay, this is the last question. We've run out of time.
Okay.
What can companies do to position themselves to either raise money, get acquired, or survive? And we're talking about companies that, you know, maybe haven't been profitable or were just on the cusp of profitability, cash flow break even, they need more capital. What are some things that those kinds of companies can do in this lull?
Okay. I think that by now most companies are knee deep in the recession. So to survive, I think companies should lower their costs, try to get profitable. Companies should focus on their core businesses and building relationships with their customers. And consumer online media, that would be their advertisers and their audience. Get a better understanding of who their audience is and try to build a relationship with that audience. Companies should try to build a one-to-one relationship with their core advertiser and give their best advertisers more access to the target market. So that would be sponsored sections of the site, polls, special e-letters, etc. Because one-to-one relationships with your advertiser is strengthened when you know who the types of people are coming to your site are. Other things that people can do are look for strategic partnerships. These strategic partnerships help lower costs and definitely increase revenue. Forming a strategic partnership is pretty much the difference between a company surviving or closing its doors. As for getting acquired, I would say that the first companies that would be acquired are the ones that already have an existing relationship with the buyer. So these are companies that have strategic partnerships already or some type of business relationship. And most of these acquisitions will be a service or a vendor relationship. For example, MTV acquired the social networking platform Social Project Flux.
Yeah, I never even heard of Social Project Flux. That one completely passed me by.
Yeah.
Well, all of this has been so helpful. And, you know, we had a lot of other things that we were going to talk about, but I like to keep my show short so my listeners come back every week to get some new great thing. What I'm going to do is put up a blog post with some more of the things that you had answered for me. You recommended different ways that strategic partnerships could stay alive. You gave some advice about how a smaller company could structure a deal. You talked about when a company should sell and what the process was. You looked at what categories buyers and investors are looking for. You talked about consumer content and video. And if you're in the position to be an acquirer, what would be smart acquisitions? So there's so much we didn't get to. I'm going to put it on the Dishy Mix blog.
No problem.
And that'll be great. And then anybody who wants your report, fabulous 2008 M&A Roundup, they get that at PeachtreeMediaAdvisors.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Is it advisors with an S?
Yes, advisors
okay,
with an S.
Advisors with an S. It's John Doyle. And if you would like to have a strategic consulting call with John, one of two people from my Dishy Mix fans, Dishy Mix listeners, go to DishyMixFan.com and just, you'll go to my Facebook fan club. Just write why you'd like to be one of the people that has an opportunity to talk to John. And we will make sure that connection happens and make sure you get your report as well. And John, this has been so great. You're just a gem of knowledge
well,
in our industry.
Everyone.
No, this is really good, really interesting. I'll tell you, I loved going through those pages and pages and pages on the report that you tracked and seeing all the companies in our space and how much money they raised and who put the money in. I mean, it was fascinating.
Well, thank you, Susan.
And John, I'm not a financial person at all. I mean, I barely know the difference between a capital raise and an M&A and all those things, you know. So I learned a lot from your report. It was very clearly laid out. And you are very good at articulating the opportunities in the marketplace and what kind of deals they are. And it was all really good. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good luck with your business, PeachtreeMediaAdvisors.com.
Yeah.
And thanks for being on Dishy Mix.
Thank you, and I'll be in touch.
All right. Dishy Mix fans and listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today to hear John. I hope you enjoyed this segment. A little bit different, a nice departure, and I thought really interesting. I hope it was beneficial for you too. And I look forward to connecting with you next week when I promise I'll have on as wonderful a guest as I did today. And I hope you have a great day. I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.